نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that he has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his slave servant and his messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we would like to continue in our discussion concerning the essay entitled Tawdih wal-Bayan, At-Tawdih wal-Bayan li Shajarat al-Iman, li Shaykh al-Alama Abd Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah. And that essay deals with issues related to Al-Iman. And the basis of this essay, it is the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made of a good tree that is similar to a good word. And that good word is kalimat al-tawheed, la ilaha illallah, or the shahada of la ilaha illallah. And that tree, the tree of Iman, the good tree, it is that which is planted in the heart of the believer and which brings forth the fruits of good deeds and good character and earning the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we would like to complete the last point, which is from the second section of this essay. The first section being the section in which the author, al-Shaykh Abd Rahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, mentioned the definition and explanation of Iman. And in the second section, he talked about the things from which Iman is derived, those things which strengthen Iman and those things which increase Iman. And they are part of Iman. In fact, they are the shu'ub of Iman, the branches of Iman. In this section, the author, rahimahullah, or in the next section after we complete this last point, he talks about the fruits of Iman, the benefits and the fruits of Iman. So the last point that he mentioned concerning those things which strengthen or increase one's Iman, he said, وَمِنْ أَحَمُّ مَوَادْ الْإِيمَانِ وَمُقُوِّيَاتِ يعني of the most important, يعني essential matters from which Iman is derived and those things which strengthen the Iman. He said it is توطين النفس على مقاومات جميع ما ينافي الإيمان من شعب الكفر والنفاق والفسوق والعصيان. توطين النفس, يعني preparing the self, preparing oneself, preparing one's inner being, the preparation to resist all of those things which nullify or negate the Iman. Preparing oneself. Previously, the shu'ub of Iman, or those matters that are part of Iman and that strengthen and increase one's Iman, we have dealt with the actions and the deeds of the human being that increase one's Iman and strengthen one's Iman. And here, the Shaykh has closed with a summary of this aspect of those things which strengthen one's Iman, and that is to prepare oneself to resist those things which nullify Iman. And this topic is a topic in and of itself. And the Shaykh has written a book dealing with those things which nullify or weaken Iman, in which he has discussed this topic in detail. Another essay which he has discussed this topic independently. However, here in this book, he has just mentioned it in passing as one point of those things which strengthen Iman. It is preparing oneself to resist all of those things which negate or nullify Iman, those things which are the branches of kufr, disbelief, or nifaq, hypocrisy, or fusuq, evil and immorality, and isyan, disobedience and sin. Yani, these are general branches of the things which nullify Iman, kufr and hypocrisy, and immorality and evil and disobedience and sin. And whatever comes under these general topics, these are the things which nullify or negate one's Iman, or at least weaken and decrease one's Iman. And here the point is, the Shaykh is saying, Tawqeen and Nafs. It means preparing oneself to resist all of these things which affect one's Iman in a negative way. Therefore the Shaykh says, just as it is a necessity, it is of necessity, for Iman, that a person does all of those things which strengthen it and which cause it to grow, likewise it is also of necessity that one repulse or resist those things which prevent Iman or which are stumbling blocks for the achieving of Iman or the increasing or strengthening of Iman. Yani, there are two sides of the matter. The first side we have discussed in detail, that is the doing of those things which are the causes or the reasoning for strengthening and increasing and causing one's Iman to grow. And the other side, which the Shaykh is just mentioning, it is repulsing those things which prevent Iman or which stop it from growing or increasing or which are the stumbling blocks to Iman. He said, that is al-iqla' an al-ma'asi. The first of those things, the first general topic of those things which one has to do in order to resist the things which nullify or weaken one's Iman, it is to abandon sin. Al-iqla' an al-ma'asi. That a person has to abandon sin. If anybody wants their Iman to increase and to grow, then they have to leave those things which negate and nullify and weaken Iman. The first of them, it is al-ma'asi. And at-tawbah mimma yaqa minhu. Yani, that a person should abandon and avoid sin, and then they should repent from whatever sin they fall into. Yani, a person should avoid as best as is possible doing acts of disobedience to Allah. And whatever one has fallen into, then one must repent from it after the fact. Second thing he mentions is protecting or guarding the body parts from the haram. Yani, the consumption of haram, engaging in haram, coming in contact with haram, that one must protect one's body parts, that is one's sight and one's hands and one's stomach, and consuming or coming in contact with or engaging in that which is haram, it is also of necessity that one must protect oneself from such things. The third thing he mentioned, it is resisting the trials and temptations of the shubahat, those doubtful matters which affect or weaken the knowledge, the sciences of Iman that a person has, those things that are part of knowledge which strengthen one's Iman. Then one must resist the things that affect it or weaken it, that is the doubtful matters. One must resist and avoid those doubtful matters which cause doubt in one's heart and which weakens one's Iman. Likewise, the shahawat, the temptations or the evil desires which weaken one's will, the irada of Iman, the will, yani one's desire to do that which is good, that part of the Iman which is the inclination and the desire to do good, it is weakened by the shahawat, by engaging in the lustful things or the lower desires or evil desires that one has. Indeed, the iradat, the intentions or desires to do good and to do that which is loved by Allah, and striving in those things that are loved by Allah, they are not completed. Yani, these intentions are not perfected and they are not fulfilled except by avoiding those iradat or those desires or intentions which nullify them. whether it be the desires of one's lower self to engage in that which is evil, or it means resisting the lower self, and nafs al-ammara bis-su, that part of the human being which commands and orders him to do evil. Yani whoever wants to achieve the good intentions and to fulfill the desires that they have to do that which is good, they will not be able to do so. They will not complete those intentions until they abandon and avoid those things which nullify or weaken those good intentions. Therefore, what is expected is that the person should pay attention to those things which affect one's iman in a negative way, whether it is weakening it or nullifying it or negating it. Whatever opposes iman and the growth of iman should be avoided. And the general areas of avoiding, they are the shubahat and the shahwat, yani the doubtful matters which affect the heart and the temptations that cause one to engage in sin or that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to do so, we must at least rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by asking Allah ithabat. Whoever is on the path of Allah, whoever is traveling in the way of Allah, then the first thing that they have to do in order to resist those things which nullify or negate or weaken one's iman, it is to ask Allah to keep one firm. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to supplicate, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik, or thabbit qalbi ala deenik, that oh, the one who controls the hearts, make my heart firm on your deen. Yani we must ask Allah, if we are on the path, to keep us firm on that path. And then the second thing, it is to avoid those things which lead to or open the way to evil or corruption or wrongdoing. After this, the Shaykh, he says that whenever a person protects themselves from falling into the temptations or the evils of the doubtful matters and the evils of lower desires, whenever a person protects themselves from these things, then his iman will at that point become strong, and his yaqeen, his certainty, will be strong, and he will be like the example of the garden of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the parable of in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 265. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابُلٌ فَآتَتْ أُقُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلْ فَطَلٌّ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Yani the example here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, it is the parable or the likeness of the one who spends, or those who spend their wealth seeking the pleasure of Allah. إِبْتِغَى مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, those who seek the pleasure of Allah. وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and those who are certain and sure of Allah's reward when they spend in His way. Those who spend their wealth seeking Allah's reward and are sure of Allah's reward when they are spending it, he said, they are like a garden that is in a high place. And if heavy rain falls on it, then it brings forth its fruit, and it brings forth its harvest, and it double fold. And if heavy rain does not fall on it, then even light rain is sufficient for it. And Allah is the one who knows. Allahu bima ta'amaloon basir, Allah sees that which you do. Here the Shaykh said that whoever protects theirself from the doubtful matters and from the lower desires, then their iman will become strong and their yaqeen will become strong, and they will be like this garden, the garden of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this parable. It is a garden that is on a high place. If heavy rain falls on it, because it is high, it is close to the rain where it is falling from, and it is close to the sun, and it is able to produce its fruit even with a little rain. If heavy rain falls on it, then it produces its harvest double fold. And even if light rain falls on it, then it still will produce its harvest. And this is the parable of the one who avoids those things which nullify or negate or weaken one's iman. Then the fruit of their iman will be produced, even if light rain or heavy rain falls on that garden. Then the Shaykh said, however, whenever the opposite is true, whenever the opposite, yani, meaning that a person does not protect yourself from these things, but the nafs al-ammar bis-su, the lower self that orders with evil, it takes control of the human being, and therefore they fall into the doubtful matters, and they fall into the engaging their lustful desires. Either of these things, or both of these things, if they fall into them, then the parable that is applicable to him is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the following ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 266. أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيْتَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعَنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ لَهُ فِيهَا مِّن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَأَصَابَهُ الْكِبْرِ وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ دُعَفَاءُ فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت وكذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون. يعني those who do not protect themselves from their lower desires and from the shubahat that cause doubt in the heart and in the position of the human being concerning their iman and their faith and their yaqeen, whoever doesn't protect themselves from these things, they will be like the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, would any of you wish to have a garden with date palms and grapevines, with rivers flowing underneath it, yani underneath the garden, underneath its trees and its castles and whatever is in that garden, and he has every kind of fruit in it, in that garden, then he is stricken by old age. The person who is taking care of that garden is stricken by old age and he cannot take care of it. And he has children who are weak, who can't even take care of themselves, small children, and there's no one to take care of the garden. And then a very severe, strong, destructive wind containing fire comes across his garden, yani destroying it so that nothing remains of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, like this, Allah makes clear to you his signs that you may reflect. This is the parable of the one who doesn't protect his iman. Then that which he is growing, the harvest of his iman, it will be destroyed. He will reach the point where he will not be able to take care of it, and there will be no one to come after him to help him to take care of it, and therefore nothing will remain of his effort. It would be all loss. The Shaykh closes this section, yani the section of those things from which iman is derived, the branches of iman, those things which strengthen iman and increase one's iman, by saying that the true believing person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given success to is the one who continues to strive in these two affairs. The first of them is the realization or the achievement of the fundamentals of iman and its branches. The fundamentals, the roots of iman, as well as the branches of iman. And he realized these things in terms of his knowledge, the knowledge of iman, and the actions of iman, and his every condition or circumstance is in accordance with that which realizes and achieves iman. The first of them is that he attends to his iman, the roots of it and the branches of it. And the second of them is that he strives to repulse whatever negates it or reduces it or nullifies it, whether it is from the inward trials and tribulations or the outward things, those things which is within the human being or those which are outside of him. And then he corrects whatever he has fallen short from the first of them, whatever he falls short of those things, the usul of iman, the things that are required of him to do, whatever he falls short of them, then he fixes it. And whatever overcomes him of the second thing, yani those things which negate iman or nullify it or weaken it, whatever he falls into of those things, then he fixes it by sincere tawbah, sincere repentance, or trying to prevent the thing before it happens. Yani, these two areas, it is doing those things which, through which iman is achieved and realized and strengthened, and repulsing those things which negate or nullify or weaken al-iman. And then whatever he has fallen short in those things which increase and strengthen iman in it, whatever he has fallen short in that, he tries to follow up and to correct it and to fix it and to fulfill those things. And whatever he has fallen short in concerning the second area, that is, he has fallen short in terms of those things which he has engaged in, those things which nullify or negate iman, then he repents from them. And he strives and tries to avoid them in the future, yani before falling into them. Then he said the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to this from Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 201, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Yani those, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, those who have taqwa, the people of taqwa, who fear Allah and who avoid those things which Allah has prohibited. If an evil thought, a whispering from shaitan, إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ, if they are affected or touched by طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, an evil thought or whispering from shaitan, تَذَكَّرُوا, then they remember and they are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and in that way they begin to see again. Yani those who fear Allah and who strive to earn the pleasure of Allah, if an evil thought or whispering from shaitan touched them or affected them, then they remember Allah, they turn back to Allah, and then Allah causes them to see aright, to see their error and to avoid falling into the traps of a shaitan. The Shaykh said the meaning of this ayat, he said, مُبْصِرُونَ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, then they will see, yani when they remember Allah they see, he said they will see the shortcomings which they have fallen into, or they will see the defects which has affected them from the touch of or the whispering of a shaitan. They will see it, it will become clear to them, and they will know that shaitan, he is the worst of the enemies of the human being. In that case, they will see, and they will be able to correct. They will correct the shortcoming, and they will correct whatever defect they have fallen into, they will fix it. Then they will return to their condition of perfection. Yani they will return to the condition of iman, yani before falling into that which affected them from the whisperings of a shaitan. And their enemy would go away from them, humiliated and at a loss. And then he said, the brothers of a shaitan in this ayat, the rest of the ayat it mentions, يَمُدُّونَهُمْ فِي الْغَيِّ ثُمَّ لَا يُقْصِرُونَ. Yani that the brethren of a shaitan, the brothers of shaitan, the evil shayateen, that they cause the person to fall into error, deeper and deeper into error, and they never fall short. Yani they never fall short in trying to lead the people astray. They never fall short in their effort to cause the people to go astray. He said the meaning of this is that the shayateen, that they don't spare anything in their efforts to lead the believers astray, to cause them to fall into that which is their destruction. Then those who answer them, who answer their call and who listen to them, they don't fall short in obedience, in obeying their enemy, and in answering the call of their enemy until they fall into that which is their destruction and loss overcomes them. Yani here, the meaning of this ayat, the Shaykh has brought this ayat to show that the people of taqwa, the people of iman, that even while they have iman, it is possible that they will be affected by the whispering of a shaitan, except if they remember Allah and turn back to Allah, then Allah will guide them. Otherwise, the shayateen will not spare any effort in trying to lead them astray, to cause them to fall into destruction. Therefore, those who listen to them, they will obey their enemy and they will answer the call of their enemy until the enemy causes them to fall into destruction. So this is the end of the section dealing with the things through which iman is increased or it is grown or strengthened. And the Shaykh here is just summarizing the matters which relate to the other side of protecting one iman by avoiding falling into sin and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following our desires or being misled by the doubtful matters which come from the whispering of a shaitan. Then he closed this section with the dua, Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufr wal-fusuq wal-isyan wa ja'alna min al-rashidin bifadlika wa minnatika innaka anta al-alimul hakim. O Allah, make the iman beloved and endeared to us and beautify it in our hearts and make hatred, hated to us the disbelief and wickedness and corruption and sin and make us of those who are rightly guided by your favor and your grace. Indeed, you are Al-Alim, Al-Hakim, the one who is all-knowing and all-wise. The next section, the last section of the book, the third section of التوضيح والبيان لشجرة الإيمان, it is الفصل الثالث في فوائد الإيمان وثمراته. The fawaid of iman, the benefits that one will receive from iman. Whenever the people do those things which are the benefits of iman, or which are the causes of iman, or those things which strengthen and increase one's iman, then they will get a benefit from those things that they do to earn the pleasure of Allah, to increase their iman. They will get a benefit and they will get fruits from their actions, from the actions of the heart or the actions of the body parts. So this, in this section, the Shaykh talks about the fawaid of one's iman and the fruits of one's iman. What we should note here is that in the previous section, what we have talked about, they are the actions of the human being. They are those things that the human being does in order to increase and strengthen their iman. In this section, we are talking about that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Yani that which Allah does from His mercy and His favor and His bounty, what He gives to the believer when they do those things which earn His pleasure, when they do those things which are part of iman, which strengthen their iman. As a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them of His bounties and His favors, and those are the fruits or the benefits of al-iman. Therefore, the previous section, it is the shu'ub of iman, the branches of iman, those things, after having the conviction in the heart, which is the asul of iman. The asul of iman is the conviction that is in the heart, and the pronouncement of that on the tongue, knowing its meaning, believing in it. That is the asul of iman. And then the branches of iman, or the perfection of iman, it is doing those things that are required of the believer, doing the actions, the salat and the zakat, and being truthful and honest, and whatever Allah has ordered us with and prohibited us from doing those things, those are the things that perfect and complete iman. The asl of iman is that which is in the heart, and that which is pronounced on the tongue of the shahada. That is the asl of iman. However, al-iman al-wajib, that iman, that is just the root of iman, but the iman that is obligatory on us, it is to do those things which we have been mentioning in the previous section. It is to do those things that we are ordered to do, and that we are encouraged to do, and that we are prohibited from, and that we are discouraged from. Doing those things, those are the branches of iman. And those things are required of the believer. Therefore we say that the conviction in the heart, it is the origin, it is the source. But that which is obligatory in iman is more than that. It is not just to have a conviction in the heart, but it is also required that the person act in accordance with that which is in the heart. Therefore, when a person has the asl of iman, and when they fulfill those things which are obligatory as a part of iman, the actions of iman, the actions of the heart, love and hope and fear, and the act of the body parts, whether it is prayer or charity or fasting, the arkan of iman, hajj or whatever, or the other things that are required of a Muslim in Islam, when they do these things, then they reach the second level of iman, that is al-iman al-wajib. And if they do those things completely, all of what is required, not falling short, then that is the perfection of al-iman al-wajib. And that is what is mentioned, or what the Shaykh has mentioned previously when he talked about the three degrees of the believers. Those who are foremost in doing good deeds, and those who are moderate, who just do that which is obligatory and avoid that which is haram, and those who fall short, who are zalim li nafsi, those who fall short, yani who neglect some of the obligatory duties, or who engage in some of the prohibited things. So if a person fulfills those things which are obligatory, then doing those things, they are the al-iman al-wajib. And if they do all of those things and avoid all of the prohibited things, then this is the completion of al-iman al-wajib. And from that iman, whether it is al-iman al-wajib or the completion, ikmal or kamal al-iman al-wajib, there are fruits and there are benefits, and that's what the Shaykh will mention in this section. The foundation of all of this, it is that a person tries to pay attention to what is required of the human being in order to earn that which is from the actions of Allah. The fruits of Iman are from the actions of Allah, while the branches of Iman are from the actions of the human being. The Shaykh begins this section, فِي فَوَاعِدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَثَمَرَاتِهِ, the benefits of Iman and its fruits. He said, how many are there of the benefits and the fruits which come now or which come later that are the result of al-Iman as-Sahih, the correct Iman? How many are the benefits and the fruits that we receive immediately or the fruits which we will receive later and in this world or in the next life? In the heart and in the body, yani the benefits of that Iman, the benefits that the person experiences in their heart or that they experience physically, and the rest that they experience in this world, and the al-hayat al-tayyiba, the good life that they will have in the dunya and in the akhirah. How many are the benefits and the fruits of Iman that Allah gives us immediately in this world, or that He gives us in the next life, that we experience by our heart or by our body, or the rest that we have, or the good life in this world and in the next? Those fruits, there are many, and those benefits are innumerable. He said, how many are the ripe fruits and the delicious fruits and the food that is ongoing and the good that is ongoing? How many are there of these fruits and these good things that are coming from Ash-Shajra Al-Imaniya, the tree of Iman? These things which are innumerable, benefits which are uncountable. In general, these benefits and fruits, he said, they are khayrat al-dunya wal-akhirah, the good things, yani in general, we can say that the benefits of Iman, they are the good things that are in this world as well as the good things of the next life. In addition to repulsing the evil, all evils, this is also from the fruits of Iman, that evil is, that a person is prevented or is protected from evil. All of this, all of these are the fruits of this tree. He said that if this tree, it is firm, and its roots are strong, and its branches branch out, and its branches blossom or bear fruit, then he said, it will bring back to the one who is, yani the owner of this tree, it will bring back to him and to others every type of good, now and later, yani in this world and in the next life. That is, if the tree is firm, and the roots are strong, and the branches branch out, and its branches blossom and bear fruit, in that case it will bring so much good to the person who is the owner of that tree, meaning the person who has that Iman in his heart, as well as it will bring many benefits to others that will come from that person. As a result of his Iman, he will also bring forth much good for the other people. That is in general. The Shaykh said this is general, meaning there are many benefits in this world and the next life as the fruits of Iman. As for the specifics, the first of them, he said, فَمِنْ عَظَمْ ثِمَارِهَا, of the greatest of its benefits, and perhaps it is the greatest of them, it is الْإِغْتِبَاق بِوِلَايَةِ اللَّهِ الْخَاصَ. It is the joy and the pleasure that one will experience from the wilaya of Allah, the special guardianship or care from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wilaya of Allah, khasa, it means that guardianship or that protection that Allah gives especially for the believers, especially for those who He has taken to be His awliya. This is the first, and it is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, of the benefits and the fruits of Iman. Indeed, all of the other benefits of Iman are a result or come from this wilaya of Allah. If Allah takes somebody as His wali, if He accepts that one as a wali, then indeed all of the blessings and benefits and bounties of Allah will come as a result of that. He said that this is the first of the fruits of Iman, the wilaya of Allah al-khasa, the special care and guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala That is the greatest thing which the people who strive for good strive for. It is the greatest thing that the people seek after. And it is the highest and the most that which is achieved by those whom Allah gives success to. Whoever Allah gives successful, the best thing that He gives to those who are successful, it is His wilayah, His care, and His protection, and His guardianship. And this is as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Isn't it so that the awliya of Allah, the awliya of Allah, that there's no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. لا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. There's no fear upon them. Yani of what is ahead in the next life, what they will be facing. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And they do not grieve about what they have left behind or what they have done in this world. That is for the awliya of Allah. Then he said, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them. He described them with these words, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Who are the awliya of Allah? They are those who amanu, the people who have iman, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And then they perfect and complete that iman with taqwa. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And they observe this taqwa. And this is mentioned in Surah Yunus chapter 10 verse 62 and 63. And the completion of this ayat, which the Shaykh didn't mention here, it is also of importance, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى, that they have the bushra, yani the awliya of Allah, the people of iman and taqwa. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى, they have the bushra, فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. They will get the good news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the life of this world, there's bushra for them, and also in the next life, there's bushra for them. لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And there's no changing the word of Allah. What Allah has decreed, it is fixed. And that is the supreme success. Yani the supreme success, it is for those who have iman and taqwa. The Shaykh says concerning this ayat, and he quotes it, yani statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, that he mentioned in his book, Al-Furqan Bayna Awliya Ar-Rahman wa Awliya Shaytan, yani the distinction between the awliya of Allah Ar-Rahman and the awliya of Ash-Shaytan. In that book, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he made this statement, كُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا تَقِيًّا كَانَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى وَلِيًّا. كُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا, everyone that was a believer, taqiyan, and having taqwa, كَانَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى وَلِيًّا, then he will be a wali for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh, he has quoted this statement in similar words, that everyone, كُلُّ مُؤْمِن تَقِيًّا, everyone who is a believer, iman, having iman and taqwa, فَهُوَ لِلَّهِ wali, then he is a wali for Allah, وِلَايَةٌ خَاصَةٌ, yani special wilayah, a guardianship or protection that is special, it is different than the guardianship or protection that Allah offers to His other creatures. That's عام, that is general, but this one is special, خاص, it is for the person who has these two characteristics, al-iman and al-taqwa. The Shaykh has mentioned in his tafsir, not here in this book, but in his tafsir, Taysir al-Karim al-Rahman fi tafsir kalam al-Mannan, in the tafsir of this ayat, in his tafsir, he said that in this ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَخَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, he said that in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about His awliya and those whom He loves. And He mentions their actions and their descriptions and their reward. And He said, isn't it so that the awliya of Allah, la khawfun alayhim, that they will not have any fear. Yani they will not have any fear in terms of that which they will meet in the future. Yani what is ahead of them, the fear and the fright and the terror or the horror of what is ahead on Yawm Qiyamah. La khawfun alayhim. They will not have any fear of that. First reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the awliya, it is that they will not have any fear of what is ahead of them. Wala hum yahzanun. And they will not grieve about what they have done, their past deeds, what they have left behind in this world, because they have not left behind anything except righteous deeds. The awliya of Allah, they haven't done anything except amal as-salih. So they have no grief about what they have left behind. Therefore he said that if there is no fear for them and there is no grief for them, then what is confirmed for them is al-amnu was-sa'ada, yani safety and happiness, wal-khayr al-kathir, and much good. No one knows how much it is except Allah Ta'ala. Then he said in the next ayat, then Allah mentioned their description. He said, Alladhina amanu. Alladhina amanu, those who believe in Allah and who believe in His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day and in the divine decree, the good and the evil of it. And then they confirmed the truthfulness of their iman by displaying a taqwa. They confirmed the truthfulness of their iman through taqwa, that is, by doing, fulfilling the commands of Allah and avoiding His prohibitions. Yani, this is the meaning of the words, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Yani, they had iman and then they confirmed the truthfulness, the reality of their iman by the display of a taqwa, fulfilling Allah's commands and avoiding His prohibitions. Then the Shaykh says here, as he said in the book, so everyone, here quoting the words of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, so everyone who is a believer and a person of taqwa, then he will be a wali for Allah. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat that followed, that he didn't mention in the essay, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, that they will have the bushra, the good news, in the life of this world, as well as in the hereafter. Then the Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'adi, rahimahullah, he begins to explain what is the bushra in this world and the bushra in the next life. And even though he hasn't mentioned it in the essay, because he has mentioned it in his tafsir, and it is a beautiful explanation that the believer is in need of, to be aware of and to know about, so that one will find joy and happiness, that one will find contentness in their heart when they know that there is something special for those who have iman and taqwa. It is something that we can strive for, to increase our iman, and to realize and to confirm that iman with taqwa, then we will have the good news from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-bushra, in this life and in the next life. As for the bushra or bishara, in this world, he said, it is al-thana al-hasan, that people will speak well of them. Wal-mawadda fi qulub al-mu'mineen, and there will be love for them in the hearts of the believers. This is from the bishara for the people of iman and taqwa in this world, that the believers will have love in their heart for them. And al-ru'ya al-saliha, the righteous dream. Yani they would have a dream that would be true. And also that which they will see or they will experience of the kindness of Allah towards them. And Allah facilitating their hopes and their expectations. Whatever they hope for and expect, Allah will cause it to happen. Allah will make it easy for them. And Allah facilitating and making easy for them al-akhlaq, the good morals. And Allah will turn away from them evil morals. This is the bishara in the dunya for the people of iman and at-taqwa. لهم البشرة في الدنيا في حياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. As for in the next life, he said, the bishara in the next life, the first of it, it is at the time of the taking of the souls. And at the time that the angel of death takes the soul of that believer. And this is as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fussilat, chapter 41, verse 30, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Yani he said that the first bushra in the next life, it is at the time when the soul is taken. Then Allah will give them bishara. He will give them a good news at the time when their soul is taken. Immediately Allah will inform them, as in this saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that verily those who say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, that Allah is our Lord. Yani expressing their iman on their tongue. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they act in accordance with that which they claim on their tongue, that they have in their heart. They act in accordance with it. Al-istiqama. They act right in accordance with the rules and regulations and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for those people, he said that the angels would descend upon them and they will say to them, لا تقافوا, لا تقافوا, ولا تحزنوا. Don't fear nor grieve. As Allah said in the other ayat about His awliya, that there is no fear and no grief upon them. In this ayat, He said the angels will tell them at the time when their soul is taken from their body, لا تخافوا, don't fear of what is ahead of you. وَلَا تُحْزِنُوا, and don't grieve about what you have left behind you. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ and accept the good news of the Jannah, which you have been promised. Then the Shaykh said, as for the Bishara, the second, or after that, that is the first Bishara for the believer, that's the time of the taking of their soul. He said, after that, it is in the grave, the good news that they are given of Allah's pleasure, and the reward, the everlasting eternal reward that Allah has for them. In the grave, it is said that a person, when they died, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow them to see the place that has been made for them in the hellfire, and the place that has been made for them in the Jannah, so that the believer will see his place in Jannah, and he will see the place that he would have been in, if not for the mercy of Allah, and his dying on Tawheed and Iman. And the kafir will see the place that would have been for him if he had believed in Allah and obeyed him. And that will be grief for him. And he will also see his place in the hellfire, which is doubling the grief for him. So he said that in the grave they will be given the good news of Allah's pleasure and of the everlasting eternal paradise, the reward or bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for them. And then also in the next life. Yani, that is at the time of the resurrection. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ the completion of the bushra, or the good news of Allah, it is when they enter the gardens of paradise, when they enter the garden that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them, and when they are saved from the painful punishment, the torment of hellfire. Yani, this is the final bushra. It begins when the soul is taken, and it is also given to them at the time when they are in the grave, they see their place in the paradise, and finally the completion of the good news of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is their entry into the paradise and being saved from the fire. And this is similar to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the completion of the favor of Allah and His success that He gives to His believers, whomever He wills from amongst them. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 185, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ that every soul will taste the death. And here the Shaykh said that the meaning of this ayat, it is an encouragement that a person يعني, avoid the dunya, because it is something that is temporary and it will not last forever. And it's the pleasures of this world are deception. A person is deceived by the beautifications of this world. They are deceived by the deception of the reality of this world and its beauty, or the things that appear to be good in it. And then it is going to leave them, this world. And they are also going to leave it to go to a permanent place. And in that place they will be given the full reward that is due to the person for what they have done in this world, from good or evil. He said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ And then he said, after this, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ Wording of the ayat that is applicable to what the Shaykh has said here, that whoever is kept far removed from the hellfire, and whoever is admitted into the Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازِ Then indeed, this person has achieved the success of reaching the gardens of paradise, yani that contain that which no eye has seen and no ear has heard, nor has the heart of the human being conceived from the hellfire and admitted into the paradise. Then he said also in the tafsir of this verse, the tafsir of these verses, he said that the bushra that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the people of Iman and Taqwa, it is all encompassing of every kind of good and every reward that Allah has arranged in this world or in the next life based upon al-Iman and al-Taqwa. And for this reason Allah has mentioned it without any restriction. But He has said, lahum al-bushra, yani they will have the good news, unlimited. The bushra is unlimited here, it is not restricted, it is not confined, but it includes everything of good, whether the good things of this world or the good things of the next life. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for those of His awliya, the people of al-Iman and al-Taqwa. Then the Shaykh says, and from the fruits of this wilaya, yani from the fruits of the wilaya of Allah,
Yani whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken as a wali of the wilaya of Allah that is special for the people of Iman and Taqwa, he said, is that which is mentioned in the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 257, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. That Allah is the wali of those who believe. And he brings them out from darkness into the light. Here, the Shaykh says, he defines, he gives a definition of this, or tafsir of this ayat. He said that from the benefits of the wilayah of Allah, that the one who Allah has taken as his wali, Allah is the wali, or Allah, he becomes the wali of those who believe. That person is a wali of Allah, and Allah is also their wali. Allah is their protector and their guardian. He said, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. If he takes somebody, he is their wali, then he will remove them from darkness into light. The Shaykh says that the removing them from darkness, it is from the darkness of kufr. He takes them out of kufr and he brings them into the light of iman. And he takes them out of the darkness of al-jahl, ignorance. And he brings them into the light of ilm, knowledge. And he takes them from the darkness of ma'asi, sin and disobedience, to the lightness of ata'a, obedience to Allah. And he takes them from the darkness of al-ghafla, unmindfulness and heedlessness, and he brings them into the light, to the light of al-yaqadha wa-dhikr, yani consciousness and awareness and remembrance of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is the wali of someone, those who believe, the people of iman and the people of taqwa, then he removes them from darkness and brings them into light. The darkness of kufr and the darkness of ignorance, and the darkness of sin and heedlessness, and the darkness of innovation, and all of the types of darkness, Allah brings them out of these darknesses into the light of Islam and Iman and obedience to Him and remembrance of Him and knowledge. So that which yani is achieved from this, the Shaykh says, is that he brings them from all of the types of darknesses of evil, all types of darknesses of all types of evil, and he raises them up with the lights of al-khayr, goodness. That khayr which they will receive in this world and that which they will receive in the next life. So these people, they have achieved this great gift from Allah due to their iman, their correct iman. Bi imanihim as-sahih. By their correct iman, they have achieved these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to His awliya. And also, by realizing that iman, yani perfecting that iman with taqwa. For indeed, at taqwa, it is the perfection of iman as has been mentioned previously. And the Shaykh here is referring to that which he has mentioned under the things which increase or yani strengthen one's iman. Previously he had mentioned the issue of iman being mentioned in the Quran or in the Sunnah. Iman being mentioned along with good deeds, or iman being mentioned along with taqwa or sabr. And he said at that time that sometimes iman is mentioned along with at-taqwa or with sabr or al-amal as-salihah, so that the person will not imagine that the iman which is conviction in the heart is sufficient. They will not imagine that that is sufficient, but they will know that they also are required to do good deeds, and they are required to have taqwa and patience and the other things that are the branches or the essential parts of iman that increase it and strengthen it and cause it to grow. In that place, the Shaykh, he mentioned the ayat concerning the awliya of Allah, that they have no fear, no grief, and they are those who have iman and a taqwa. And he said, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the iman which is all inclusive of that which is in the heart, yani the conviction that is in the heart and the good intentions that are in the heart, as well as righteous deeds. He mentioned that iman which includes all of this. However, it is not completed. The iman of the mu'min is not completed until he has taqwa, until he avoids that which earns the displeasure of Allah, whether it is kufr or whether it is evil and corruption or disobedience. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that that iman is completed. He said, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. It is completed by having a taqwa. So the wilayah of Allah, it is for those who have iman and for those who have taqwa. It requires that the person has love for Allah, And it requires that they do those things which make them to be near to Allah, and that they do those things that support the deen of Allah and the servants of Allah. Then the Shaykh said, also from amongst those things which are the thamarat al-iman, وَمِن ثَمَرَاتِ al-iman, also of the fruits of iman, after the general fruit that other things branch out from, that is wilayatullah, he said also from the fruits of iman is al-fawz بِرِضَ اللَّهِ وَدَارِ كَرَامَتِهِ, يعني that a person has the success of earning the pleasure of Allah and entering the home of honor that Allah has prepared for those who He honored, for the believers, those who believe in Him and who obey Him. This is also of the greatest of the fruits of iman, is that a person earns the pleasure of Allah, and that they earn the place of honor, that is al-jannah, that Allah has prepared for those who He honors, those who believe in Him and those who obey Him. And here the Shaykh mentioned here the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verses 71 and 72. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدُ, يعني that the believing men and the believing women, that they are awliya, some of them for others. Yani they are awliya one to another. The believing men, as well as the believing women, the believers in general, including male and female, they are awliya one of another. They are awliya of each other. That means they support and defend and protect other. Then he describes some of their characteristics that entitled them to Allah's favor, to the Jannah, and to the pleasure of Allah, which is of the greatest of the rewards of al-Iman, or the fruits of al-Iman. He said that they are awliya ba'duhum bi-ba'd, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd, ya'muruna bil-ma'ruf, wa yanhawna 'anil munkar, wa yuqimuna as-salat, wa yu'tuna az-zakat, wa yuti'una Allah wa rasulah. That they command the good and they forbid the wrong, and they perform the salat and they pay the zakat and they obey Allah and His Messenger. Commanding the good and forbidding the wrong, it is for oneself first and then for the rest of the society. So that the person who has iman, he benefits the others and he helps them to complete their iman by commanding the good, enjoining the good and forbidding the wrong. First starting with oneself, and then the rest of the people in the society, to correct the society and to help the people to earn the pleasure of Allah and to avoid His displeasure and wrath. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ, and they also perform the prayers and they give the zakat, and that is for the purification of their self and the perfection of their self, doing those deeds, acts of worship which earn Allah's reward and which increase one's iman and bring them near to Allah. وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and they are constantly in obedience to Allah and His Messenger. أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. These are those, yani those who command the good and forbid the wrong, and who perform the salat and the zakat, and who obey Allah and His Messenger. These are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them His mercy. Yani He will grant them His mercy. سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is mighty and strong, and He is hakim, wise. In using His might and His strength, He puts everything in its proper place, and He acts in the way that is praiseworthy. His actions are correct and right and praiseworthy. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah has promised the believing men and the believing women, جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ الْعَدْنِ. وَرِضَوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Then he mentions the reward that Allah has promised to the believers who are doing those things that earn His pleasure. He promised, and Allah's promise, it is true. He said that they will have gardens underneath which rivers flow, and they will abide therein forever. They would not go outside of it, and they would not, their life would not end in it. It would be eternal life in this place that they would remain in forever. And he said in it they would have مساكن طيبة, they would have good, beautiful houses or mansions, في جنات عدن, in the gardens that are permanent, that will never end. ورضوان من الله أكبر, and the pleasure of Allah, it is the greatest. يعني the pleasure of Allah, it is even greater than the مساكن الطيبة, the good, the beautiful mansions that they have in Jannah, or the gardens that they are in Jannah. What is greater than all of that? is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ridwanun min Allahi akbar. It is the greatest of what the people would receive in the paradise, along with the seeing of Allah, the face of Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is the supreme success. The Shaykh says that here they will achieve the pleasure of their Lord and His rahmah, His mercy, and the success of these beautiful mansions due to their iman, through which they completed or perfected themselves. Yani the perfection of the human being in earning the reward of Allah, it is through iman. Iman is the foundation for every good. And that iman through which they help to perfect others, yani by commanding the good and forbidding the wrong and enjoining that which is right and reminding the people and advising them and helping others. The iman that causes a person to do the good, that perfects itself, and that iman also causes the person to help others to perfect themselves. He said this iman, he said it is through fulfilling or acting in accordance with those things which are obedience to Allah and obedience to the Messenger of Allah, as he said in this ayat, وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ, that they obey Allah and His Messenger. And by commanding the good and forbidding the wrong, in this way they have taken hold of the best of the means, yani the best means through which a person can earn success, and the best objectives or goals that one may seek. The best of means, it is obedience to Allah and His Messenger, and commanding the good and forbidding the wrong, and fulfilling those things which Allah has made obligatory on the believers. That is the best wasail, those things through which a person earns the reward of Allah and His pleasure. And the best of the ghayat, or the objectives, or the goals, it is the pleasure of Allah and the home of honor that Allah has prepared for the believers who are obedient to Him. Inshallah, we'll stop for the adhan and then look at the questions.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah.
We'll stop here with this one. The Shaykh mentions here of the fruits of iman, it is the success of achieving the pleasure of Allah and the home of honor, the place of Jannah that Allah has prepared for the believers. And the next point he mentioned is that al-iman al-kamil, yani the person who has complete iman, that it prevents them from entering the hellfire. And this we will discuss inshallah in the next lecture, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We'll stop here with this point, and if there are any questions or comments or corrections, we'll take them after looking at the questions. The questions with the hand up. Quickly. Inshallah, that question will be answered in the questions that we have here. The question is related to one of our questions from the handout. We'll answer it. Instead of answering it twice, when we come to that question, I will answer it, inshallah. The first question in the handout, well, the brother's question for the benefit of the sisters, he said that some people said that everyone cannot be a wali of Allah. What are the conditions for it? So inshallah we will come to that question during the questions from the handout. The first question, number one, mentions some of those things from which al-iman is derived or strengthened. That which we mentioned in the lecture this evening, the last of those things through which iman is derived or strengthened, it is tawteen al-nafs. Yani that a person, and that is the second question, it is... Before mentioning that, and we'll mention some of the other things, some of the things that the Shaykh has mentioned from amongst those things that strengthen iman, it is knowing the names of Allah, the beautiful names of Allah, and reflecting upon the Quran, and reflecting upon the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, reflecting upon the creation and the many bounties of Allah, and remembering Allah, and knowing the beautiful aspects of the deen of Allah. And last week we mentioned striving towards achieving al-ihsan in the worship of Allah, and ihsan towards the creatures of Allah, and those characteristics which Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'mineen, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, concerning the believers who are successful, those who perform the prayers and the zakat, and who avoid those the lower desires, and those who, yani all of those things that he has mentioned in those verses concerning the believers who are successful as well as the calling to the deen of Allah. These are some of the things which strengthen iman or increase iman. And the last of those things is that which is mentioned in question number 2. What does the author mean by tawteen and nafs? Yani in this, the last point that we mentioned from the second section of the book, from amongst those things which strengthen iman, he said it is oneself to resist all of those things which negate or nullify or weaken one's iman. Tawteen and nafs, it means to prepare oneself or to get oneself ready or used to resisting those things which affect one's iman in a negative way, whether it is the things related to kufr or hypocrisy or evil and corruption and disobedience. Question number 3, discuss the main difference between the second section, the things from which iman is derived from, and this section, the last section which we have into this evening, the benefits and fruits of iman. The main difference between the section, the previous section, the things from which iman are derived from, is that all of those things which we have mentioned, they are from the actions of the human being. They are those things which the human being has to do in order to strengthen one's iman. Whereas this section deals with the actions of Allah. Yani those things, the reward and the favor and bounty that Allah gives to those who do the things that strengthen and increase iman. So the previous section deals with the actions of the believers, and this section deals with the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward that He gives to those who realize iman. Question number 4, what are the 2 characteristics of the one who has earned the wilayah of Allah? And this is related to the brother's question. He asks, what are the conditions for one to be a wali of Allah? The 2 characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned for the one who achieves his guardianship or protection or wilayah, it is al-iman and al-taqwa. These are the conditions that Allah has set. So whoever sets other conditions, then they are of no concern, because Allah has said that the people who are His awliya are the people of iman and taqwa. The people who have iman and the people who have taqwa. When these 2 words came together, then we understand iman to be the conviction in the heart, the faith and conviction in the heart that one is required to have. Of the heart that is required from iman, that a person has hope in Allah, and that they rely upon Allah, and that they love Allah, and so on. The actions of the heart, as well as the actions of the body. Yani doing good deeds, whether it is charity, helping others, or whether it is being truthful, or whatever. Whether it is the pillars of Islam that are required of every Muslim, or the commendable things that are not obligatory. That this is what is meant by iman, and here at taqwa, as the Shaykh explained here in this essay and in his tafsir, and as the scholars of the people of Sunnah have explained, that here at taqwa, it is limited to the meaning of avoiding the prohibited things. Otherwise, if taqwa is mentioned individually, then it will be all comprehensive, including doing of good deeds, that which Allah has ordered, as well as refraining from that which He has prohibited. So the conditions for the wilayah of Allah is that a person has the iman, that is conviction in the heart, and actions of the heart and actions of the body parts, as well as confession on the tongue, and then along with avoiding whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, that which is displeasing to Him. Question number 5 mentioned the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, quoted here by the author defining the wali. What Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, كُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا تَقِيًّا فَهُوَ وَلِيًّا لِلَّهِ or هُوَ لِلَّهِ وَلِيًّا. Whoever was a mu'minan, a believer having iman, taqiyan, a person who has taqwa, then that person would be a wali for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah and the author, Shaykh Al-Allamah Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di, they are saying that the conditions or the characteristics of a person being a wali of Allah, it is al-iman and al-taqwa. Question number 6, mention a dalil for this definition from the Qur'an. It is the ayat that the Shaykh has mentioned from Surah Yunus. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Yani the end of the ayat defines the awliya of Allah as الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and they were observing at-taqwa. Question number 7 mentioned some of the benefits that the wali of Allah will receive. Yani the first benefit that he will receive is that he will not have any fear of what is ahead of him in the next life, and he would not have any grief over that which he has left behind, his deeds or whoever or whatever he has left behind in this world. He would not have any fear nor any grief. And the third of those, the benefits of the one who is the wali of Allah is the bushra that Allah gives. He said, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, that they will have the good news in the life of this world as well as in the next life. The bushra in this world being the praise that is on the tongues of the people and the love that is in the hearts of the believers and the righteous dream and so on, as the Shaykh has mentioned in the tafsir. And the bushra in the next life, it is the good news that they receive at the time of taking of their soul, and that which they see in the graves of the paradise, what is for them in the hellfire that they have been protected from. And then the completion of it, it is the entry into the Jannah. Question number 8, what is the meaning of, but the greatest bliss is the good pleasure of Allah, that is the supreme success? Yani that in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the reward for the believing men and the believing women, that they would have gardens underneath which rivers flow, and they would, he said, but the greatest of them, it is ridwanu min Allah akbar. It is the pleasure of Allah, that is the greatest of all that they would receive. It is greater than the gardens, the paradise that they are in, and the houses or the mansions that they are housed in, and the fruits that they enjoy or the pleasures that they enjoy in the Jannah. The greatest of them, greater than all of those things, it is ridwanullah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith, the greatest of that which the believers would enjoy in paradise, it is the ridwan of Allah and seeing the face of Allah. Question number 9, discuss the issue of what is meant by al-imam al-kamil, entering the fire. This section we didn't reach for lack of time. So this question will be saved for the next lecture بإذن الله تعالى. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. If there are any other questions or comments or corrections from the brothers or sisters, perhaps we have 2 or 3 minutes. نعم. نعم. الذين آمنوا. In that ayat, he mentioned the believers. الله ولي الذين آمنوا. يعني Allah will be the wali for those who believe. يعني the wilaya is two sides. The person is the wali to Allah, and Allah is the wali to the person. The one who is the wali of Allah, he is the person who has iman and taqwa. And whoever believes, Allah is their wali. So if somebody believes, then Allah helps them, because man. So He brings them. If they are in darkness, He brings them out of darkness into light. Whether that darkness, whether it is whatever type of darkness, whether they have fallen into due to ignorance, they have fallen into some acts of kufr. So Allah brings them out of that kufr. And if they have fallen into some shirk, or they are falling into some innovation or bidah, then Allah brings them out of that to the sunnah, and to iman, and to Islam, and to tawheed. So He brings them from whatever darkness they have experienced, because they have iman, because they have believed in Him, so He brings them out of those types of darkness, whatever it may be, into the light that He has promised, the opposite of it. Of course, a person, whoever is from amongst the believers, has taqwa. They will be from the awliya of Allah. But the awliya of Allah, just like the mu'min, the believers, they are of degrees. They are not all the same. So the awliya of Allah also, it is to the extent of the person's iman and the extent of their taqwa, to what extent they will be close to Allah. And therefore, some of those who believe and have taqwa, doesn't mean that they will not commit any sin, or that they will not fall short in some of the obligations. The awliya of Allah doesn't mean that they are people of perfection. It means that whoever has iman and taqwa, then Allah considers them as His awliya. Not as the people think, that the awliya of Allah are those who do miracles and they are supposed to be something special. The special thing that entitles somebody to be the awliya of Allah is that they have iman and they have taqwa. Not that they are perfect. Not that they have no shortcomings. And not that they don't commit sin. The believers fall into sin. Even the best of humanity after the Prophet, Sahaba, some of them have fallen into error, and some of them have engaged in that which is prohibited, and some of them have fallen short in their duties. So they are indeed of the awliya of Allah. They are the best of humanity, the Sahaba. So what about the other people who came after them, who indeed are less than them? So it doesn't mean that a person, if he is a wali of Allah, by having iman and taqwa, that he has to be perfect. It doesn't mean that. Indeed, the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their wali, and whatever shortcoming he has, then Allah helps them out of it because of their iman. Allah knows best. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.